USA Radio News.
There's tons of rain from Tropical Storm Florence in the Carolinas. Thousands of people living near the river in North Carolina were ordered evacuated. Leroy Smith is South Carolina's Director of Public Safety.
Our troopers and officers are out patrolling the roadways, looking for downed power lines, trees, debris in the roadway, investigating collisions, and looking for any other roadway hazards.
North Carolina Congressman George Holding says federal aid is on the way.
The federal disaster declarations are for the first 8 or 9 counties. There will be additional counties included in that. I discussed with FEMA this morning about including Harnett County and Sampson County. But this is going to take months to clean up from, and it will take years to recover from.
Florence is packing 45-mile-per-hour winds. At least 12 deaths are blamed on the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The National Transportation Safety Board is at the scene of a series of explosions that destroyed dozens of homes in the Boston suburbs. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says a final report is a ways off.
Typically, our pipeline investigations are anywhere between about 12 and 24 months. If we find anything that requires immediate attention, we have the capability to issue urgent safety recommendations.
Calls continue for a Dallas police officer to resign after she shot and killed a neighbor. Attorney Lee Merritt says Botham John's family is outraged that the search warrant turned up marijuana.
26 years on this earth, he lived his life virtually without blemish. And it took being murdered by a Dallas police officer for Botham John to suddenly become a criminal. There is a clear intent here to smear the name of Botham John.
The police officer says she mistook John's apartment for hers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Space exploration has always been part of American culture, but what is being done to keep it that way? With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
October 2018 marks the 60th anniversary to one of Earth's greatest contributors to technological advancement, NASA. Now, what, though, is being done to keep NASA at the forefront and make those little boys and little girls growing up to say, I want to be an astronaut? John Logsdon is a foremost expert on space exploration. He explains what's being done currently to keep kids interested in NASA.
Using the space program to more effectively reach out to elementary and middle school kids. I think the research shows it's in middle school that the influences that lead to future career choices and interest in science and engineering and mathematics are implanted. Astronauts in the classroom, teachers knowledgeable about space. NASA does a pretty good job of providing that kind of material.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hikers are exploring a newly opened wildlife refuge at the center of a former nuclear weapons plant in Colorado. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the opening of Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge. It's on the perimeter of a government factory that made plutonium triggers for nuclear bombs. After a $7 billion cleanup, part of the land was turned over to the Interior Department for a refuge. For USA Radio News,